This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Also interested in where inflation is in this economy is the Federal Reserve. Best guesses are the Fed is going to raise, as Sabri alluded to, its short-term interest rate three times this year, maybe four if inflation really gets going. And as we all know, what the Fed does rolls downhill monetary policy-wise into consumer interest rates and the broader bond market, government treasury bonds in particular. Traders there always like to know what the Fed's thinking as well. Today, though, a top bond trader at Goldman Sachs says he figures the yield, that is the interest rate paid on the 10-year Treasury note, is going to go as high as 3.5% by the summertime. It is, just for some context here, 2.83% today. It's been a while since we've been in a world of rising bond yields. So what happens economically when that happens? From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
When bond market folks talk about the yield, that's the payoff you and I get for lending money. If I put 100 bucks into a 10-year treasury, I get it back in 2028 plus a yield of 2.8%. That's not bad if inflation is low, but it could be heating up. So bond sellers have to boost the yield to lure me, the investor. Sheila Chinkle is former research director at the Atlanta Fed.
If something pays you 2% and inflation is 2%, you're not earning anything. So bond yields, nominal bond yields move with inflation.
Goldman Sachs believes the Federal Reserve matters too. If the Fed raises short-term interest rates four times in the next few months, as the Goldman bankers think, that could push up long-term rates and yields too. Much of this reflects an economy that's humming along, says economist Mickey Levy at Berenberg Capital Management.
The change in 2018 that leads people to expect higher bond yields are continued momentum in the U.S. economy. On top of that momentum, you're going to get some extra stimulus from tax reform and likely defense and infrastructure spending.
Now for the trade-off. Higher interest rates mean higher borrowing costs, says Richard Warr at NC State's Poole College of Management.
Pretty much all consumer credit, like car loans, other kinds of loans, and including mortgages as well, will become more expensive. The interest rates will increase on those. It will probably reduce demand for some of those things.
But how much is hard to know. Just so you know, Goldman Sachs is forecasting higher yields and higher interest rates than most on Wall Street. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.